You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
I love to see weak make strong, but most of all,
welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I'm the senior pastor of Island Community Church, located here in Merritt Island. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Friday to join me. Thank God it's Friday. And thank God you've taken the time to tune in today to God's frequency. God is always broadcasting. All you need to do is tune into his frequency. Go to where he's speaking, and you'll hear a word from him. And I guarantee right now you're going to hear a word from God here today. This word is going to come out of the book of Ephesians in chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul tells us to redeem the time. And actually, that word redeem means to buy back or to buy up. So that's our launching point for today. We'll let this play today, and we'll wrap it up on Monday, and then we'll get back to our series in Moses here on the radio. But I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend and hear the next installment of this series on Moses that I've been preaching. This Sunday, my sermon is entitled Moses and the Ten Plagues of Egypt. That's where we're going to be. Love to see you. You're invited Sunday morning, 10:30. Again, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you can't make it on Sunday, you can watch it on Facebook. Island has its own Facebook page. That the whole service will be broadcast live. We have our own YouTube page. It's Island Community Church. The sermon will be uploaded by Sunday afternoon, and you can hear it right here on the radio, 6:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., whatever time you tune in. I'm grateful that you have tuned in. My email address, paul at wgodradio.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Okay, and islandcommunitychurch.net is the church's website. Here we go with part one of this message now, Redeeming the Time. We're in chapter 5 this morning in this wonderful letter. We're in Ephesians. Most of the verses I've on the handout. In these first three chapters of this letter, we learn some great doctrine and some wonderful theology from Paul. Now here in this last three, he instructs us how to live right. That's what we've been looking at. How to live out the Christian faith. Last week, he was instructing us, if you remember, how to walk, remember? And to be imitators of God as dear children. That's where we left off last week. That's where we're going to pick it up here this morning. Now we're getting right to the heart of the matter, right here in verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you here again. We can't pray enough and ask for your blessings enough. Lord, without your giving us the wisdom and understanding and the power to change all is for nothing if we don't come to you in prayer. And we ask you for all of those things, Lord. Give us the strength. First, convict us by the Holy Spirit for where we fall short. Forgive us for the sins we've committed. And give us the strength here to walk by faith here and take one step here and do things right. Lead us and guide us. Give us the power here now and the ears to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, verse 15.
commandments.
Notice the commandment starts with the words, see then that you walk circumspectly. There's a big word. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, circumspectly is the Greek word akrabos, meaning diligently or carefully or rightly. I looked up that word this past week, and I found out that akrabos is a famous watchmaker. Did you know that? How apropos is that? See then that you walk precisely, like this watch. That's what the word means. And he says not to walk like this watch accurately or precisely is to walk as a fool. The fool staggers where he goes. That's why the cop, when pulls you over, he makes you walk accurately and precisely and in a straight line. Even Johnny Cash sings it. Everyone knows that. I walk the line. Then Paul says, redeeming the time. So to redeem something, it means to buy back. To buy back the time. What thinkest thou? Wouldn't you love to do just that? Wouldn't you love to go to the great dispenser of time and, like a little Oliver Twist, go up to him and say, I'd like to buy some time, please, sir. What would you give to buy back all the time you've wasted in your life? Personally, what would you give to buy back some time? I don't know about you, but I've wasted many years of my life. Oh, what I would give to buy back the time, knowing what I know now and taking that with me. All of those years I can no longer get back. What would you give to buy back some time? But wait, there's more. The good news is there's still time for you. You can redeem or buy back all the time that you have left in this crooked, evil world. That's good news. So I recommend to you here this morning that you buy it all up and hit the streets like Ebenezer Scrooge did on Christmas Day. Go out here and buy the largest turkey you can find and take it to the poorest person that you know, laughing and skipping on the way. Buy back the time. Buy it from the great dispenser of time. Buy it back from him. Hit the streets. Redeem all the time you've got left and go out here and make a difference right where God's got you planted. Right where God's got you planted. You can, unfortunately, you cannot change the past. But you can buy up your remaining time and put it to work for you. That's good news. If I only knew that when I was their age, or some of the kids that are here, Verse 17, he says, do not be unwise. That's the Greek word aphron, which means fool. Don't be a fool, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen to that. That's the wisest thing around. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Now here's part of that will coming up. Verse 18, he says, and do not be drunk with wine in which is excess. New King James says dissipation. The word means there, it means no hope of safety. There's no hope of safety. So do not be drunk with wine, in which is no hope of safety, but be filled with the Spirit. He's saying, instead of being filled with wine, why not try being filled with the Holy Spirit and see how that works for you? And amen, I guarantee it'll work every time. Reminds me of that old proverb, Proverbs 23, verse 29. It says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at wine. Those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look at the wine when it is red and it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, and at last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things. Your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies on the top of a mast, saying, they've struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. Then the last verse there, it says, when shall I awake so that I can have another drink? So instead of a lifestyle like that, try being filled with the Spirit instead. Now he's going to show you some ways how to do that, which might seem a little outdated here today, but anyway, here it goes. Verse 18 again. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is no hope of safety, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak unto one another in psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Or in hymns. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Take that, devil. Use the word of God against the devil. So maybe change the hymns and get them out of 500 years ago if you have to. Try a Matt Redman song or a Chris Tomlin one. But this is how you beat the devil: with the word of God. Psalms. Hymns. I've got a devil's playlist on my iPhone. It's to kick his butt at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was sharing it with Dwayne, who needed one last night. It's a song list full of songs and praises that praise and exalt and magnify the blood of Jesus Christ. No devil can sit through and listen to that because there's power in the blood. So this is what he means by that. You don't have the power to beat these things on your own. But you can, in the power of the Holy Spirit, do these things. That's what he means. So it's not really old or archaic or outdated. Again, verse 19, he says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Like, do, Lord. Singing and making melody. And, you know, do, Lord, is the devil's worst nightmare at 3 o'clock in the morning. Try it sometime. You know why? Because he does remember you. That's good news. It's not just the song. He does remember you. He says your name is engraved on the palm of his hands. That's the devil's worst nightmare, you singing a silly song all the children know. But it's not all that silly. Because he does remember you. Paul, at the realization of this, he says, what shall we say? If God be for me, who can be against me? You see, it's the realization of these things is what gives you the victory out here today. I may sound like a broken record, but I'm going to keep preaching it. You and I are going to become what I call professional Christians, where we know the word of God and put it into practice and kick demon butt. That's what we do here. It's an evil world. I'm going to redeem back the rest of my time and kick demon butt with it by the power of the Holy Spirit. I've wasted too many years of my life, and I can't get them back. Verse 20. Listen to this verse. Giving thanks for all things. Notice he doesn't say, because he says that in another place, giving thanks in all things. You know, that means you're undergoing trouble, and I'll thank God through it, though I know it didn't come from him. Can't use that excuse now. Now, apparently, God is sovereign and in charge of everything. Listen to the verse. Giving thanks sometimes. Giving thanks always for some things. What's it say, Darren? Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus. Now hear me. The Apostle Paul would not instruct you to give thanks for all things unless Almighty God was responsible for all things. He wouldn't tell you to give thanks for something if Satan was responsible for it. But God is large and in charge. Everything has got to go through him because he runs this universe. Paul says to give thanks for all things, even the bad things that come your way. I read this morning here with Joseph. Remember Jacob's son Joseph said in the 50th chapter of Genesis, that's the last verse for your handout this morning, is Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Joseph, after they threw him in jail and did all these terrible things to him that he didn't deserve, he says, you, speaking to his brothers, he says, you did all this stuff to harm me. Or you meant evil, but God meant it for good. Meaning God will even take the bad things that happen to you, even if someone else did them to you, God's still large and in charge. He still will take and turn that around for his glory. Read at what happened to Joseph. Accused of rape that he didn't do. Thrown into a pit. Sold into slavery. Spent 13 years in jail. And gets out and says to his brothers, God meant all of this for good. Now that's a close relationship with God. To know and understand that you being falsely accused of rape and rotting 13 years in prison, that God meant it for good. I'm not there yet. How about you? Even Paul said, not that I have already attained it, but I press on. We're getting there. Just understand and know that God is in charge in your life. And he will see you through these things. Bad things that come your way. God's son says a tiny sparrow bird doesn't die or fall to the ground apart from God knowing it. And how much more valuable are you than sparrows? God's son said every hair on your head is numbered. Give thanks always for all things. Why? Because God is behind the scenes, moving and shaking. And he will cause all things to work together for good to all of you that belong to him, all of you that love him. James 1:2, it says, count it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. Knowing that, meaning there's a reason for it, knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone, perseverance, endurance. Then he says, let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Romans 5:3, we boast in our suffering. How are you guys doing on that one? Huh? Does anyone here boast in their suffering? Huh? Les, praise God, I'm sicker than you are. Who says that? I boast in my suffering. But there's a comma there. Knowing that, you see, listen, suffering produces this. This is what makes you go up to someone 9'6" and hit his toes and make that ball go up and ding, and then they give you a cigar. Suffering produces this. Never comes through riches and being on top of the mountain. This comes through enduring suffering, hurt, pain, hardship, things that happened to you that you did not deserve. Think of that verse. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. This is coming. Wait on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord. What did he say to Isaiah? Isaiah 40:31. Yeah, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up as wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Psalm 27, King David. Wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. He's doing a great work in you. That's why there's a comma there. We glory in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces perseverance. Let me probe a little. We're addressing Paul's statement, give thanks for all things. That's what we're talking about. Do you find yourself in God's dark room this morning? Remember, giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus. And remember, God has not forgotten you. Paul said, thank God for it, because God is transforming you into a super Christian. Are you in God's dark? Are you in God's dark room? You know the funny thing about a dark room is if you turn the lights on in the dark room, you ruin everything. You can't turn the lights on. Or a modern day vernacular to that would be cut bait and run. You're not going to let God see you through this. You've had enough suffering, so you're going to cut bait and run. You can't do that. You got to wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. He'll give you what it takes to get through the trial, and you will start toting one of these. This is what we want, right? This is a spiritual atom bomb to kick demon rear end. That's what we want, right? I'm going to imagine you being tormented by a devil at home at 3 a.m. and you say, hold on a minute, let me give you Pastor Paul's phone number. Don't give out my phone number. He already has my number. Or Darren's phone number. He's got Darren on his frequent dial number list too. And now Dwayne's a new one on that list. That's funny. All the men, well, some of the men, and probably others haven't even told me, the men that the Lord's put here to ensure this church is victorious, all endure demonic suffering. I wish I knew what that was. My wife's flashing me a verse.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Right. In other words, God will throw you the life preserver. Right? He knows how much we can take. He promises never to put more on us than what we can bear. But remember, God test drives us all the time. And what you think your red line is not the same as what he thinks it is. He knows what it is. You think what it is. You know? You know, you got a, yo, I got this Corvette. You know, my red line is 2,000. What a sissy. My red line's more like 13,000. And it gets up to 3, and you say, all right, God, that's enough. That's enough. This car won't go any faster. And he's like, step back, son. Boom. 8, 9,000. You sound like Mr. Scott. It's going to blow any minute. And then you hit 10 and 11 and 12, and you're still going. And you're, where you're, captain, what are you going to do? And God knows our red line. And again, wait on the Lord. He will never put on you more. Boy, apparently there's just something going on here this morning. I had no idea here. I didn't plan on speaking this. Are you in God's dark room? Are you in God's dark room today? Wait on God. Let him see you through. And you will come out the other side, no jokes aside, with the spiritual fortitude that you need to cross this finish line in faith and to bring as much as your friends and family along with you. Amen. That's what I'm trying to say today. No jokes aside. God is transforming you behind the scenes. Just wait on God. God demonstrates his own love towards you, and that while you were still a sinner, he died for you. Next time you forget how much God loves you, look at the cross. Look at the cross. All right. Let's move on to a new subject. How about husbands and wives? Can we address that a little?
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study and Sunday mornings for service at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. Where would I be without you? You are the air that I breathe. I was so lost without you, until you rescued me. When life is crashing down, I've got nothing to spare. When storms are lashing out, I know that you were there. Your hand is always steady, your love is always ready, waiting for me to turn around.